right, all right. Welcome. This is Eric Louvier. Let's get cracking. Today on this episode, we are continuing our series on life-changing income, how to make life-changing income online. Like, this is really like, you know, how to make a real financial dent in your life, not to make a few dollars here and there, not to like kind of just, you know, make a couple thousand dollars here and there, pay a few bills, but to actually change your thermostat where you end up making so much more money than you're used to. Maybe you change your, you turn your yearly income into your monthly income, or you turn your yearly income into your weekly income. Okay. Very, very doable, very possible online. And when it comes to making money online, I'm covering in this series the biggest key factors to doing that. And really, I've had people reach out and say, this is better than a lot of courses that they've paid for and that they listen to them more than once, taking notes and are following it to a T, which is really firing me up to really get into it even more and really, you know, expand on the series and really change lives just from these free recordings that we're doing on episodes here. So today we're on the next part. I think it's part six. So this is part six. And today we're talking about traffic. So we've talked about your irresistible offer, which is so critical. We've talked about, you know, your ideal client, your client avatar. We talked about conversions, sales and conversions, and having a conversion system, which of course we talked about nurturing, you know, having a nurturing system. It's really hard to sell someone cold off the internet. You got to nurture them up, turn them on to you. And then now we're going to talk about traffic. And really the key to making a lot of money online is traffic and conversions are the keys. Generate a lot of good quality traffic and convert that traffic into cash flow. There's other elements that, you know, branch off from there, such as nurturing is going to increase conversions. Having an ideal client you go after is going to increase conversions and help you to have higher quality traffic. Having a really good smoking hot irresistible offer is going to increase your traffic and it's going to increase your conversions. Okay, so it all kind of breaks out to either it's helping your traffic, it's helping your conversions, or both. And every element that we're covering in the series is absolutely critical to making a lot of money online. And you could go down a huge rabbit hole on each one of these elements. We could do a whole week-long, seven-day intensive workshop in Austin, Texas, where you pay me $10,000 to be here for a week. You pay to fly out here. You pay for your hotel room. You pay for all of your food. And you come out here, and for a whole week, we could spend an entire week, 7 days, 8-10 hours a day, focused on just one of these key elements. Like just, we could do a whole week-long workshop on just how to create an irresistible offer. That's how deep the rabbit hole goes. And we're unpeeling the layers of the onion, but there's multiple layers to each one of these critical elements. I'm giving you a really, really solid dose of what to do in each one of these elements to get the ball rolling, okay? To get cracking, to just sell, baby. But you've got to be a problem solver. Okay, which we could do a whole weekend workshop on just how important it is to be a problem solver in your life and in your business and in your career. Most of the people I see out there walking the earth are not problem solvers. They will not solve a problem to save their lives. Like, you've got to be a problem solver if you want to be successful in today's day and age. Like, you can't be a pampered, entitled punk and expect everybody to just do it for you. You can't be that person that's, poor me, my parents this, my parents that, I don't have this, I have this problem, I have that problem, I've been divorced 10 times, I got 18 kids, I got this addiction, I got this health problem, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too ugly. And so on and so forth. I don't have time. Like all of that is figure it out. Like figure it out. Like solve the problem. Like, I had this person at one of my seminars stood up and took the microphone. I said, "Yes, how can we help you?" Speak. And the person said, "Eric, I've been trying to do this business that you're talking about for 4 years now. I've been at this for four long, hard years. I've invested over $155,000 in trying to learn how to make a bunch of money on the internet. And then here we are. I flew out here from New York City to Austin, Texas, and I'm standing in front of you now, and I want you to tell me why I haven't been able to make any money from all you gurus. What's the problem? Are you just a bunch of scammers? What's going on? How come I can't make any money? I'm not dumb." And I'm like, "Well, what would be one major thing that you think is getting in your way from being successful? Like, what's a big barrier that you just haven't been able to figure it out yet, other than your mindset? What is a big barrier that's kind of getting in your way?" And she said, "Technical. Technical, Eric. I can't figure the technical stuff out. I'm 62 years old. I didn't grow up on the internet. I don't have computers. I'm just learning how to do this stuff. And the technical stuff just boggles my mind." And I'm like, "Okay, have you ever hired anyone to do the technical stuff for you? Because I'm not good at technical stuff either. I pay people to do the technical stuff, but have you ever paid anyone to do that for you?" "What? No, I spend so much money. I can't afford to keep losing money, Eric. I spend money on all kinds of different tools and courses. I spent money to come here today, and now you're telling me I need to spend even more money to get a technical person?" I'm like, "You said the technical is your biggest barrier." "Yes. Well, you should have spent that money on a technical person than coming here. You could have heard a pin drop. Tell it like it is. Like, what? You said you spent $155,000 on learning how to make money on the internet. Some of that $155,000, you could have taken $5,000 of that and paid a technical person to work for you for a long time to take care of everything that needs to get taken care of. Look, listen to me. You listening to my podcast right now, you've got to be able to solve freaking problems. You got to step up to the plate, grab the bat tight, and swing for the fences and knock a home run out of the park every time you are faced with a barrier, an obstacle, or some kind of problem that gets in your way, even if it's a mental problem. Because listen, there's always a way. There's always an answer. There's always a solution. There's always a way to solve the problem. If you just try hard enough, God will meet you halfway. You will solve the problem. Every time you need to solve a problem, it can seem dire. The mountain can seem too steep. It can seem like an impossible thing to do. And yet you try for a couple of days and presto, you find something that you didn't even know existed. "Oh, wow. I could get a car with bad credit. I didn't even know that. Here I am walking to work every day. I didn't realize that I could go to these certain places and get cars with bad credit or no credit or whatever. Just have to have a job and you could get a car. Who would have thought it?" You see what I'm saying? Like, there's always a solution to every problem. Like, you go forward, and when you run into the problem, you either go over the problem, around the problem, under the problem, through the problem. Everyone that succeeds has personal problems. Everyone that succeeds has personal problems. They just do the task at hand despite the personal problems. You're going through a divorce? I understand. That sucks. It can knock you off your feet. It can screw everything up. You can have all kinds of issues, hanging over your head. You don't feel good. You feel terrible. Other people have gone through divorces and were able to succeed. You got a health problem. You go over it, around it, under it, through it. You handle the health problem. You got an addiction you can't get past. Over it, around it, through it, around it. Figure it out. Solve the problem. But people that are successful take action despite the personal problems. They do it anyway, despite the issues that they have. They do it anyway, despite the excuses that keep showing up time and time and time and time again. If I ask you the question, "Why are you not rich online already?" and list me out 20 reasons why you're not rich already, and you sit there and you think about it, you can even pause the audio right now and do this exercise. It'll be mind-blowing. Write down all the reasons you can think of as to why you are not rich all online already. Write them down. Do it. If you don't have something to write with, pause the audio and just do it on your phone. You got your phone with you, right? You don't go anywhere without your phone. You don't even go to the restroom without your phone. Like, pull out Notepad on your phone and write down, like, type in there all the reasons why you're not rich online already. Write them down. Type them down and pause the audio and then come back when you finish that little exercise. Even if you take like 2 minutes to do that, it'd be mind blowing as we continue here. Do it. What are all the reasons you can think of as to why you're not rich online already? And hit pause right now. We'll wait. We'll wait for you. Take your time. I know some people are slower than others. We'll wait for you. Go ahead. Hit pause. Okay. You back? Did you do the exercise? Probably not. Probably not. Most people don't do that. So if you did the exercise, bravo. Bravo to you. All right. If you wrote down all the reasons why you're not rich online already, let me clue you into something. All those reasons that you wrote down are what we call in Texas. You may not call this where you're from, but in Texas, we call them excuses. Did you get that? They're excuses. They're excuses as to why you're not successful yet. Excuses. They are excuses. Okay? So find a way to solve the problem. If you solve problems, then you're going to be successful. This is one of the things that I look for in people that come on board my team. These are one of the things I look for the people that become clients of mine. Is this person a problem solver, or do I got to do everything for them? Do they take the initiative to do a damn thing, or do I do everything for them? Like, I'm like, hey, can you tie your shoes? I could tie my, let me tie your shoes for you. Like, you're a grown ass man, let me tie your shoes. It's like that. Like, the clients too, like, you're a problem solver, or like, we got to cross every T, dot every I, and tell you how to do everything. Like, people can't even pick their own domain names. Okay, Eric, can you help me come up with a domain name? Yeah, let me take 2.5 minutes and come up with a domain name for you. Like, it's so easy to come up with a domain name, but some people just can't even do that. So you got to be a problem solver. I don't mind coming up with a domain name for you. I like it actually. It's kind of fun. But still, that's a bonus. All right. So what we're going to talk about today, that was just an introduction. Let's get to the content of what we're supposed to talk about. That's just me going off. That wasn't even in the notes. What we're going to talk, it's not like I have a bunch of notes. I never have notes. I'm just talking to you from the heart. I may have a couple bullet points just to keep me on track from my ADHD running like it just did, but I'm usually trying to stay on topic here. Where were we? We're talking about traffic. We're talking about traffic, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about traffic. Allen Iverson. Okay. Traffic, leads, getting prospects, fresh new blood into your business is very important. It's extremely urgent, critical. It's an emergency that you master how to get traffic and leads to your business, even if you don't do it yourself. If you hire someone to do it for you got to get good at who you hire. Okay, because there's a bunch of junk out there, people that act like they know what they're doing that don't know what they're doing. They're just taking advantage of the demand, supply and demand. Traffic. How do you get traffic? Well, first of all, let's start with the foundation. If you want to build a big skyscraper, you need a really solid foundation, right? So what's the foundation of you generating traffic? Is you need a system. You need a traffic generating system that generates the traffic and leads that you stick to for a long time. So you get better and better and better and better at it. Unfortunately, this is not what most people do. They start up Facebook ads, they quit. Why? Because they did not stick to it long enough to figure it out. Why is it that millions of us make money off of Facebook ads, but not you? Like, I had a prospect the other day. This guy said, Eric, before we come on board with you, I want you to know that we have been burned in the past. We've spent lots of money on agencies who did not deliver in the past. And now we're here talking to you. And you, Eric, sir, sounds so fantastic. You obviously know your stuff. You've got an impeccable reputation online. We checked. We love your podcast. We love your Texas tell it like it is style. We love everything about you. But, and it's a big but, we are very skeptical that you can deliver what you're promising that us that you can deliver, because we've been burned so badly in the past for tons and tons and tons and mountains of money. How can you assure us that we won't have the same experience with you? And I'm like, well, what did you do with the agencies in the past who burned you? We ran Facebook ads. And I'm like, you ran Facebook ads and it didn't work? Nope, it didn't work. They took our money and ran. They scammed us. They burned us. They stuck it to us. And we don't ever want to experience that again. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry you had that experience. There's a bunch of garbage out there. And there's a lot of people that act like they know what they're doing that don't know what they're doing. They're just taking advantage of the demand. However, I'm not saying these agencies did that to you. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Facebook advertising actually works for some people on planet Earth? Yes. Facebook makes billions of dollars from advertisers. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg was there in Congress and he said, "We sell ads, sir." They make money from ads. Facebook makes money from advertisers. Do you think all advertisers lose money and get stuck and get scammed? Is Facebook ads, Facebook themselves, are they scammers? No, I believe I get what you're saying. I'm like, yeah. So it's not that Facebook ads don't work. It's you don't work. It's your offer doesn't work. It's like if someone pays us for one of my systems, I'm like, look, my system is not on trial here. You are. My system works. I don't know if you do. Okay? My system has worked for us for years. It's worked for tons and tons of other clients for years. If you mosey along and come along and get this program and this system, and it doesn't work for you, well, I hate to break it to you, but you're the problem. It's like I'll get people to say, I've been trying to make money on the internet for 10 years now, Eric. And all I've gotten is people scamming me, taking my money and burning me, sticking it to me. And like, I have not been able to find anything that works in over 10 years. I'm like, so over 10 years, you've seen plenty of things that work. You've seen plenty of formulas, plenty of systems, plenty of business models, plenty of opportunities that all work like champions. The problem is you don't work. After 10 years, it's not the gurus, it's you. After 10 years, it's not the courses, it's you. After 10 years, it's not the systems or formulas or strategies or methods, it's you. It's not the ebooks, it's you. So as soon as you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I never stick to a damn thing. Then that's why you don't succeed. So the foundation for building your traffic empire is you need to stick to a system for generating traffic. If you stick to Facebook ads, eventually you're going to figure that thing out. Eventually it's going to work. And eventually you're going to make all kinds of money from it. All right. Like the rest of us, but you got to figure it out. You got to solve the problem. You need a system. LinkedIn. This guy is coming on board that I was just talking about for our LinkedIn services, where we're going to provide LinkedIn, social media marketing, and Facebook advertising for this guy. And he's telling me, I've been burned before. I'm like, yeah, well, tell me this. Does LinkedIn work? Millions of people subscribe to Sales Navigator. Can you get clients on LinkedIn? I mean, all these other people are. Why can't you? Does it just not work for you? Are you different from everyone else out there? Hell no. It's not working for you because you ain't doing it right. So it's like, of course it works. Well, look, we got that covered. Facebook ads works, social media marketing works, LinkedIn works. So all we got to do is make it work for you. And I'm going to roll my sleeves up and do my damnedest to make it work for you. Will you do the same to make it work for you? Help me help you, right? So it really comes down to that. Do you have a system? You need one. You can use a LinkedIn system. If you need one, reach out to me. We'll help you get going. Go to webvance.com or ericmeeting.com and let's get you going. Let's get you leads from LinkedIn. Let's get you high quality, top shelf appointments from LinkedIn. Then there's Facebook. Facebook ads. You need a Facebook advertising system. Need that going? Either get one from us or somebody. It doesn't have to be us. You can go find someone else to do this for you. But you need a Facebook ad system, okay, that you stick to for a long time. You need an advertiser. You can do Google ads, YouTube ads, Bing. I mean, there's all kinds of different ad platforms out there that you can run. LinkedIn ads, even. Twitter ads, Pinterest ads. There's a lot of advertising platforms out there. Do they work? Yes. Are some more expensive than others? Yes. If it's not working for you, though, it's because you haven't stuck to it long enough. So you need a system that you stick to. Pick one. What's your flavor? Pick your flavor. Pick your poison. Are you going to focus on LinkedIn until it's mastered? Then let's get cracking. Let's get LinkedIn popping for you, okay? If not, Facebook ads, you're going that direction. That's your flavor. Then let's go after Facebook ads. Let's get that freaking rolling for you, man. Let's get that popping. Pop, 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 pop. Like popcorn at a Pixar movie. That's what you want. It's an Avengers movie. You want pop, 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 popcorn like crazy? That's what you want your advertising to do for you, your traffic system. Like we use LinkedIn to get clients. We use Sales Navigator with LinkedIn. We reach out to our ideal clients. We connect with them. We build dialogue with them, and they become appointments. We get on calls with them, and they become clients. It works. It's not advertising either. You don't have to pay per click. And we also drive traffic and leads for our agency clients. We can do it for you. You can do it for yourself. We can teach you how to do it for yourself, or we can do it for you. Whatever you want to do. Wants to just handle it for you? Then just go to webvance.com or go to ericmeeting.com. But how do you get traffic? Well, how do we get traffic? There's a lot of different ways to get traffic. You can get traffic with search engine optimization, which usually takes a while, okay, for it to add up. It could take 6 months to a year for it to really dial in, depending on the competitiveness of the keywords you're going after. So search engine optimization, where you can rank at the top of Google, for example, or Google My Business, local business SEO. You could do YouTube marketing, social media marketing. YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet. You can start doing videos there using the designated keywords that start showing up in searches. Okay, and people search these things. People YouTube, like you say, let me Google that. Well, let me YouTube that. That's huge. So you need a system, a way to get traffic. So how do you get traffic? You can get it from free sources. Like if you're going to get traffic for free, then usually you're going to need to put in labor, your time. Okay, if you're and even if you're doing paid traffic, you got to put in your time. But free traffic is going to require more labor intensive stuff to generate the leads. Okay, so if you're doing a lot of social media marketing, post on Instagram 10 times a day and sending out 18 tweets a day, and you're posting on Facebook, and you're in different groups, you're posting there, and you're on LinkedIn and Twitter, and you're posting over there and Pinterest and just Snapchat and TikTok and all the different things, then that's social media marketing. You're being a social media diva. Good luck with that. But it's there. You can do that, right? It works. We do it for our clients because it works. I don't necessarily like doing it for myself. I don't like being like a social media diva, okay? But it works. So if you're hungry to generate a lot more revenue, there it is. You could do that. Advertising, though, is probably the most explosive, the most life-changing income. Can come from advertising like Facebook ads. So how do you get traffic? You buy it. You go to the traffic store and you buy the traffic. You buy it at the traffic quickie mart. Okay? Like you walk up to the front of the quickie mart, and you're gonna buy traffic. You're like, I'll put $20 on pump three. Go ahead and give me a pack of Camels. Take some Copenhagen Chew. Go ahead and throw in some of this juicy fruit gum. Go ahead and throw in some of those nasty ass hot dogs you got spinning in that infected rotisserie hot dog machine. Because, like I haven't had food poisoning in a while. So I'll take some of those nasty convenience store hot dogs. Go ahead and toss in some Diet Mountain Dew because, I'm very health conscious. But I'm gonna buy some traffic, right? That's go to the traffic store, buy yourself some traffic. Oh, and I need some traffic. Shit, I almost forgot about traffic. Throw some traffic in there. I'll take 10,000 clicks, about 400 clicks a day. Okay, cool. How much is the damage? How much you got me for? You guys take debit cards? Boom, you go. Damn, gas has gotten expensive. Child, please. Biden, man. Biden gonna Biden on us. Look at the trap, the cost of gas. Oh well, here's my debit card. Took all my money for the week. Buy the just kidding. Easy. Everybody easy. Political freaks. Buy the traffic at the traffic store. Go to Facebook ads, buy the traffic, stick to it, make it work. Either get us to do it for you, either get us to help you do it, or go find someone to do it for you, or find someone to help you do it. Okay? But get it done. Facebook ads is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. You don't want to miss it. It's getting more and more expensive every 6 months. So if, don't miss out when later on it's as expensive as Google AdWords and you're kicking yourself wishing you would have spent more money on ads when you could. Okay? So you got to have traffic and you get traffic from the traffic store and you stick to it. One little thing I did the other day on, because there's, and here's the other thing, you got to stay on the cutting edge of everything that's going on. One little thing I got yesterday from a mastermind group is to start with a fresh new pixel. So I'm like, wow, I've been using the same pixel for years. I never thought about starting a fresh new pixel for myself. So I set up a new pixel, and he was right. Like my ad costs were cut in half. And I was like, or more than that. It was cheaper than, it was like a fraction of what I was spending per click. And I was like, even if that's short-lived for just a couple of days, heck, that's pretty cool. A lot more traffic for the same cost. So, there's always, it's a moving parade. There's always things changing when it comes to advertising. And you want to stay on the front end of that because lots of opportunity there to get a lot of really good prospects because everyone, their grandmother, for real, grandmas are on Facebook. All right. So that's traffic. We'll see you next time. Be gone.